When we talk about predisposition to a disorder like schizophrenia, we're really talking about genetic vulnerability. We believe that a combination of gene mutations causes a vulnerability to the disorder. The puzzle about schizophrenia is that the first break, that is when we begin to see the psychosis, happens at a point much later, usually in the early 20s. So why don't we see those kinds of schizophrenia symptoms early on in childhood? Well, we know, first of all, that there are differences among people who develop schizophrenia even early on. Motor coordination, some cognitive skills. They're very subtle, and they're not unique to schizophrenia, but we know that there seems to be a propensity for people who develop schizophrenia to have some other issues early on. I forget where I was going now, but that was a pretty good answer.
That's